Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding on daf Lamed Beis and Beis. We are about 9 lines from the end of the page at the 2 dots. Hakutim etam mishkav tachton ke'elyon. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously in honor of the upcoming wedding of Matthew Sulzberger to Naomi Eisner. Tomorrow, Bezrus Hashem. We thank the anonymous sponsor very much for his sponsorship, and also by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much also for the continued sponsorship. So we are holding again 9 lines from the bottom. The first thing we're going to discuss, and what's going to take up the majority of Amud Aleph, is the idea of Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. How do we know that both an Elyono Shel Zav, that which goes on top of a Zav, and the Mishkav of a Bo'el Nida, that which a Bo'el Nida lies on, are both a Rishon Tumah and not an Avatumah? That they are Tameh, but only B'Toras Rishon, and not B'Toras Avatumah. Then all the way on Amud Aleph, when the wide lines begin, the Gemara is going to give 2 possibilities of what the Kutim did wrong that make us assume that they're all Bo'alei Nidos. In what way did they cheshbon incorrectly that all their wives are assumed to be a Nida? So we're going to have one possibility that it relates to Dam Yarok, another possibility that it relates to a misapplication of Miksas Yom Kikulo, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the impact of Poleta Shechva Zera on Shiva Nekiyim. If a woman is still Poleta Shechva Zera within 72 hours of having Tashmish, how does that impact her 7 clean days? And then the Gemara is going to have a recorded discussion, a story between Rav Papa and Rav Shmuel about burning Truma that had touched Big Day Kuti, and a stira in Mishnayis about that issue and how to resolve that stira. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to move on from Benos Kutim to Benos Tzedukim. What sort of assumptions do we make about the Tumah and the Tara status of Benos Tzedukim? And at the very end of the daf, we're going to have a story where a Tzeduki accidentally had a little bit of his saliva land on the beged of the Kohen Gadol, and how the Kohen Gadol reacted to that in terms of determining his own Tumah v'Tahara status. So let's begin 9 lines from the end of the page. Lamed Beis and Beis Vakutim etam Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. Vakutim ar metame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. What does that mean? My Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon Ile medii ke'asar matzaos v'yasav alay metameluhu. If you mean to tell me that if there are 10 cushions and he sits on the top one, the kuti sits on the top one, that he's metame all of them, even the bottom one, so pshita da daras luhu. That's regular tumas Mishkav and Moshav, is that you don't need to actually touch it. It could even be 10 cushions down and it's going to be tame. Why would the Mishnah have to tell me that? Elo sheitachtono shel boel nida ke'elyono shel zav. No, it's telling me that the din of that which a boel nida, like a kuti, because a kuti is considered to be a boel nida, that which a kuti is dores on, has the same status of that which covers over a zav. Ma elyono shel zav enu metame elo ochlin amashkin. Just like elyono shel zav is not metame adam kelim, like an avatuma would, it's only metame ochlin amashkin, like a rishon l'tuma av tachtonu shel boel nida einu metame ela ochlinu mashkin. So too, that which a boel nida sits on is also not metame adam ukelim like an avatuma, rather it's only metame ochlinu mashkin like a rishon l'tuma. So now the Gemara is going to figure out how we know each of those halachas. So first of all, elyono shel zav minalan, the thing that we're comparing it to, we're saying it's like an elyono shel zav. How do we know that an elyono shel zav is only metameh ochlin amashkin? So says Gemara d'chsiv, v'kol anogeh v'kol asher yeh tachtov yitma, my tachtov, what does it mean when it says tachtov? I lema tachtov zav, if it means something that was underneath a zav, meaning a medras hazav, you don't have to tell me that, because mi v'ish asher yeh gabi mishkavo nafka, I know that from another pasuk. So ella must be that the pasuk is telling me, hanogeh v'kol asher yeh hazav tachtov, not that which is under a zav, but that which a zav is under, meaning elyono shel zav. Umayniu elyono shel zav, and that's a reference to elyono shel zav. So the pasuk says, "V'kol anogeh v'kol asher yeh tachtav yitma ad ha'arev v'anosi osam yichaves b'gadav rachas b'mayim v'tamei ad ha'arev." So the words yitma ad ha'arev are mafsik between 2 different cases, nogeh b'kol asher yeh tachtav and hanosi osam. So netako hakasuv, the pasuk separates them, mitumah chamura, it separates elyono shel zav from the Tumah Chamura, Ve'evil de Tumah Kala, and therefore must be putting it in its own category of a Tumah Kala. Lomar L'cha She'ena Metame Ela Ochlu D'mashkin, to tell me that Al Yerush Shel Zav is not like a Tumah Chamura. It's still Tameh, but it isn't a Tumah Chamura, it's only a Tumah Kala, that it's Metame Ochlu D'mashkin, it's a Rishon L'tumah, not an Av HaTumah. Says Mar Eimar Netak Kol Kals Mitumah Chamura D'lo Metame Adam L'tameh B'gadim Av L'adam O B'gadim L'tameh. Well, yes, it's telling us it's not quite the same as a Tumah Chamura, but haven't we taken it down two notches? Meaning we're saying that it's not Metame Adam or Begadim. A Tumah Chamura is Metame Adam and the Begadim that Adam is wearing, even if it never touched the Begadim. Maybe we should just take it down one notch and say that it could be Metame Adam O begadim that touch no yonos shel zav. So says Mara Amakra Yitma Tumakala Mashma. The word Yitma implies that it's only a Tumakala that's not Metame Adam Ubegadim at all. It's not an Avatuma and therefore does not have the capacity to be Metame Adam Ubegadim. So says the Gemara, we said it that the Tachtona of a Bol Nida has the same din of a yonos shel zav. So what have we just done? We've established how we know that a yonos shel zav is not Metame Adam Ukelim, it's only Metame. So once we give the makar for Elyono Shel Zav, so now we have to discuss the makar for Tachtono Shel Bovel Nida. V'Tachtono Shel Bovel Nida Minolan. How do I know that the Tachton of a Bovel Nida, that which a Bovel Nida is Doris on, is not Metame Adam Ubegadim, it's only Metame Ochlin Umashkim? Titanya, because the Brisa tells us as follows, as far as a Bovel Nida is concerned, the Pasuk says, Utihi Nidasa Alav, that her needles is on him. So Yachal Yala Laragla. I might think that means that he mamish picks up wherever she's holding in needles. And Rashi explains that means if she's ready on the sixth day of her needles at the time that he's boel her, so he picks up ki'ilu, he's on the sixth day of needles, and he's only got one more day till he becomes tahar. So tamalomar vitamei shivas yamim. That's why the pasuk says that he's tamei for shivas yamim. So it sounds like even if he's boel her on her seventh day of needles, if he's boel a needle, he's going to have to do a full 7 days of tumah. So ma tamalomar tini da. So what do I dash in from the phrase that her needles goes on him? I might have thought that he's not metame adam uklicheres, and a bovel nidah is not metame adam and kelim. So tamalomar uti nidasa alav. That's what uti nidasa alav tells me. Not about how long his tumah is going to last, but about the level of his tumah. That may he metame adam uklicheres, af hu metame adam uklicheres. That just like she is metame adam ukelim, he too is going to be metame adam and kelim. And klicharis even bahasata ima he also mishkav moshav tami adam tami begadim afu also mishkav moshav tami adam tami begadim. So does he have mamish the same status that she has? She's an avatuma in that that she can create a mishkav moshav that itself becomes an avatuma and is able to be tami adam tami begadim. Meaning even that which she's doris on is an avatuma and can be tami adam begadim. Should we say the same thing by a boel nida? So tamalomer bekala mishkav v'shiri. The pasuk does not have to say v'kol mishkav v'sher yishkav alav yitma because it already said utihi nidasa alav. So what's the pasuk? Matam lomar v'kol mishkav v'sher yishkav alav yitma. What's the pasuk telling me when it says that? So netako akasu mitumah chamura v'ivilu de tumah kala. The pasuk is specifically telling us that the boel nida does not have quite the same tumah chamura that a nida has, rather a tumah kala. Lomar l'chashen matame ela ochlu mashkin. To tell me that a bol nida is only metame ochel mashkin, that it's not as chamur as a mishkav hanida, which is metame adam ubegadim shalav, that the bol nida can only be metame ochel mashkin. The bol nida is only a rishon netuma, not an av hatuma. So paruch rav chai eman etakwa asav mituma chamur ve'vil lituma kala zol tamei adam letumi ubegadim avol adam ubegadim litame. Same question we asked before about aliyon shalzav. Granted, you don't want to make him such a tuma chamur that he's metame Adam to be metame the begadim shalav, but at least let him be metame either Adam or begadim. So Rav Asi yitma tumah kala mashma. From the word yitma, it sounds like it's a tumah kala that he's not metame Adam ubegadim. That tumah is not metame Adam ubegadim. So now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of the brayso where we learned from the words usihi nidasa alav that a boel nida is metame Adam and klicheres. So ask Gemara, how do I know from the pasuk that a boel nida is metame Adam and klicheres? Emo sin nidasa lav klal v'kala mishkav prat. Maybe I should have darshan the pasuk that osin nidasah lav is a klal, that it sounds like he's mamish like a nida for everything, but then it says v'kala mishkav, which is a prat that the Torah is saying that his mishkav is tameh, and one of the midrash shatana drashben is klal prat in bechlal elamashav prat. So we should assume that mishkav and moshav he can be metameh, but to be metameh other things like adam and kli cheres, lo, he's not metame such things. Samra Abaye vitame shivas yamim mafsike inyan. That the phrase vitame shivas yamim separates the klal from the prat. Have a klal prat murchakin zemisa klal prat murchakin zemisa ain don lo sub a klal prat. And therefore, this klal prat becomes a klal that is distant from the prat, and therefore we don't apply the normal rules of klal prat when the klal and the prat are not juxtaposed with each other. So Rava Amar li olam danin. V'kol ribuyahu. Really, klal uprat, even if they are meruchakin zemizah, we darshan them v'kol uprat. And but when it says v'kol hamishkav, that's a ribuy, and it's not the lashon of the prat. So it's not really a klal uprat. So we could still learn from Sini Dasal Love that a bol nidus metame adam ukli cheres. So says Gemara Maskevla Rav Yaakov. Well, wait a second. If once you're going to compare a bol nida to a nida from Sini Dasal Love, Ema kihi, we should say that he is just like her. Mahi lo chilakta ba bein maga'o l'mishkava. L'tamei adam l'tamei begadim, just like by a nida. We do not distinguish between that which she touches and that which she sat on, in that they both have the status of an avatuma and are able to be metame adam, to be metame the begadim shalav, l'chumra, in the sense that we treat both that which she touches and that which she sat on as an avatuma, which is a real chumra. So too on the Boel Nida, we should say that he has similar rules, but Lukula, we should say that we also don't make a distinction. Lo Takluk Bo Bein Maga'o L'Mishkavo, we shouldn't distinguish between that which he touches and that which he sits on. L'Tami Adam L'Tami B'Gadim to Lukula, to tell me that it should not be Metame Adam, to be Metame the B'Gadim Shalav, because by Mishkav we already learned from that Nitko Akasov that he's not Metame Adam. So we should learn from there that the maga of a boel nida is also not metame adam letame begadim. So says Gemara Amarava, a love lat ino mashma. Now when it says usihi nidasa a love, that implies that the Torah is telling us that he has some sort of chumra, that it's not only lahakel. So a boel nida is unique in that his tumas maga is like an avatuma. It's metame adam letame begadim shalav, but his moshav, his mishkav is not an avatum, is not metameh adam or begadim. So that's the status of a boel nida. So why did we get into this whole status of a boel nida? Why are we discussing this? Because we said that benos kutim are nidos me'ari sasan. It's the name of the parak is benos kutim, and therefore all kutim are assumed to be boel nidos, because all kuti women are assumed to be nidos. So memnei shein boel nidos. So says Gemara, Atu kulu boele nidos ninu. Is that possible that they're all boele nidos? Meaning there must be some single kutim. So says Mara, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Migadala binisuin shanu. Yeah, we're only talking about those married kutim. But eino chinami, the single kutim are not boele nidos. In the main nida, he wonders that the isser penuya is only an isser midirabanan, right? The isser to be boele penuya. Kutim are not worried about Isurim Drabanan. So why do we have to say that it's only married kutim? Maybe it's just any kuti that's of an age where he would be where he would be with a woman, that he'd have to be choshesh. But the Gemara assumes that that there was some sense of morality, I guess, that anyway they were only bowel people once they get married. The Maritzchayis points out this name, Amr Yitzchak Migadla'a. The Maritzchayis has a comment in a few places in Shas where he says that there are certain unique names of Amoraim that they only come up one in one case, and because they only come up in one place in all of Shas, their name is named after that halacha. So in Maseches Bamitzia, the Maritz Chayis writes on Daf Chafhei that one example is Rabbi Yitzchak Migadla'a. He's called Migadla'a because he says halacha Maseches Bamitzia v'husha asuyin kimigdalin. So he's called Migadla'a. So the Achronim point out, the later Achronim point out that he does come up in other places in Shas. Shas, such as right here, Nida Daf Lamed Gimel. So it's hard to say that he only came up in that one place. So the possibility is that he's rare. He doesn't come up that often, and it could be that the first thing he ever taught was that that halacha about a migdal, that asuyim kemigdalim. So Mela, he got that name, and then later he added a few more things. But an unusual name. Vein Yoshua Sal Kaldam. So then we said that the Kuti women are Yoshua Sal Kaldam, meaning even Dam Yarok, even when they have Dam that's not Tameh, they treat it like Dam Tameh. So Tanya, Amra Meir, Imhein Yoshua Sal Kaldam, Adam, Takana Kedoli Hilahen. You know, sometimes we have to, we're Matar Dam Yarok, but to determine what is the halachic status of Dam Yarok and what is the halachic status of Dam Adam, there are a lot of machlokas, there are different mesoras, and, you know, we're posketing difficult shilas on these issues. So they're playing it safe, they're assuming everything is Tameh. So that's wonderful. What could be so bad about that? It's a takana gedola. Mistama, they're not nidos at all. So why do we think that it's more risky because they're assuming that dam yarok is tame? So says Gemara, no. It's not that if they would assume that dam yarok is tame, and a woman has dam yarok and she starts counting her seven nida days, and then it turns to red blood 3 days in, and she restarts the count, that would taka be a takana gedola. That would be no problem. But that's not what they do. Sharos dam adam umashlimos also ledam yarok. They see dam adam and they assume that that's just a continuation of the dam yarok. Meaning, if they see dam yarok on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then on Wednesday they see dam adam, they're still only counting 7 days, starting from Sunday, not starting from Wednesday, where the halacha is that they only became a nida really on Wednesday, and they should have to start the dam the 7 days of nida from then. So that's why they're being boel nidos, because after she goes to the mikvah on Motzai Shabbos, her husband's going to be boel her. Davar acher, another possibility of what it is that the Kutim are doing wrong is that Yom Shoposekes Bo Sofar Til Minyan Shiva. The day that she stops seeing Dam, she already counts toward her Shiva Nekiyim, meaning a woman becomes a Zav Gedola when she sees Dam for 3 days in a row during the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida. After she sees Dam for 3 days in a row, she then needs Shiva Nekiyim. They count the third day that she sees Dam as day one of the Shiva Nekiyim. So they don't have seven complete clean days. So Maskevla Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asks on the Brisa, what's so terrible about that? V'tisperenu, and let them count it. You know what? Vananami nispray. We should do the same thing. Dekaimel and Mixiyom Kulo, because after all, don't we have halacha that Mixiyom Kulo? So if on day three she saw Dam at the beginning of the day, and the end of day three she wasn't seeing Dam, so let that count as the first day of her Shiva Nekiyim, because you have Mixiyom where she wasn't seeing Dam. The Chasam Sofer raises the question on the kasha of Rami Bar Chama, that the Torah tells us that an isha becomes a zava by seeing for 3 days. So l'chora, what that means is not that she has to bleed for, I mean, it would seem that it means she has to see for 3 days, that she's got to bleed for 72 hours. Elamai, she doesn't. Why not? Must be because we're already assuming mitzasiyom kikulo, that bleeding on part of the day is ki'ilu, she bled the entire day. So in order for that third day to count, we're already saying mitzasiyom kikulo on day three, to say that mitzasiyom of bleeding is as if she was bleeding the entire day. So how could we then turn around and say, oh, and the part of the day that she's not bleeding should be kikulo, as if she wasn't bleeding that entire day? That would be a stira, says Chasam Sofer. So what's the havamina to apply mitzasiyom kikulo over here? So that's what the Achronim point out, that it seems to be machlokas tanayim actually, and Rav Elchanan points this out, what the gedder of mitzasiyom kikulo is. Is it that each mitzas hayom is considered like its own independent full day, or is it that no, that that the mitzas hayom has a din of kol hayom, meaning that I need to label what, today is Monday. What is Monday? Is Monday a day of Riyas Dam, or is Monday not a day of Riyas Dam? So I take Mitzvah Hayom and I apply that and I say that's what today was. So if you say the first way, that each Mitzvah Hayom is viewed as a full day, that there are two Mondays this week. There's the Monday where I was Roadam and the Monday where I wasn't Roadam. So then you could understand that we could apply Mitzvah Kukulo in this case. And that may be the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. We're going to have to see the Gemara in Nazir says about Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, that Rabbi Yossi holds that same day that a woman sees Dam can also be the Shomer Yom. That's the day that she's Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, as far as Tumah. So Mitzvah Kukulo as far as Shmira. But the Chacham hold, no, you need to wait the next day, because you've already labeled this entire day. So that seems to be the machlokas. That may be the hava mina over here as well. So anyway, so Amar Rava. Rava says, Imkain, if you're going to say that when it comes to Shiva Nikiyim, that the third day of her Re'iyas Dam will count as the first day of her Shiva Nikiyim, based on Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, well then, Shichva Zerah D'Sasa B'Ziva Heichi Mishkachsa. How could you ever have a case where you have a Zav, a male Zav, that begins to count his Shiva Nikiyim, and he becomes a Balkari in the middle, that somehow ruins his Shivanakiyim from Mitzayam Kukulo. After all, he's not going to be seeing Keri the entire day, so he has the rest of the day where he was not a Balkari. So you should say Mitzayam Kukulo, and that should count toward his Sphira. So it shouldn't add anything to his seven clean days. It's part of his seven clean days, and it should be perfectly fine. So it says, you know what? You're right. If a guy became a Balkari in middle of one of his seven clean days, that day would be fine. That day would count because you would still have a Mitzvah Kukulo. Samach l'shkiyas hachama. But over here we're talking about a case where he saw it samach l'shkiyas hachama at the very end of the day. So there's no mitzvah sayom afterwards that he's still b'tahara, that you can count it as a clean day. So, but the klal of mitzvah sayom kulo in a chinami does work during the Shiva Nikiyim. So it says Gemara, v'leikam v'leim le'lekrak hiksiva samach l'shkiyas hachama ksiva. You're going to tell me that the pasuk that tells me that a balkari can be sosur the Shiva Nikiyim is only talking about if he becomes a balkari right at the end of the day, samach l'shkiyas hachama, says Marit, al karach shafkei l'kra, di'udach, kumukei anafshei. Yeah, maybe that's what we're assuming. In Rami Bar Chama's question, he's assuming that a Balkari will only ruin Shiva Nikiyim if he becomes a Balkari at the very end of the day. So that's how the Gemara leaves it. The Gemara leaves it without answering Rami Bar Chama's question, as if to say that in a chinami we should apply Miktzei Yom Kukulo to the Shiva Nikiyim. But the answer probably is, like we said, that no, that's working with the assumption that Mitzvah Yom Kukulo takes a day and divides it into two. Meaning, nafka mina would be, what happens if a person sits Shiva, right? Lo aleinu, someone's sitting Shiva. So what do we say? We say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo on day seven of the Shiva, that it counts as, that just sitting a little bit in the morning counts as the entire day. And then what happens? Shloshim begins. Right, so the rest of the day is only part of Shloshim, it's not part of Shiva. So how do you count the Shloshim? Do you count 30 days from the beginning of the Shiva, or do you say that no, day 7 is really day 7 and day 8, because that's the same machlokas, that if you say that each Mitzvah Yom is like a Yom Shalem, is like a full day, so then day 7 is both day 7 and day 8. Or do you say, no, I have to label this day as something. So I take a Mitzvah Yom of Avelu Shiva in the morning, I say, this entire day counts as a day of Shiva, and then day 8 would be the next day. Now we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo for everything. Rav Shachta points out in the Sefer Bikvei Atzon, we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo for Shabbos, for Yantif. Right, we don't say on the last day of Yantif, go to shul in the morning and then that's it. You could play golf in the afternoon or whatever, watch television in the afternoon, and the Yantif is over. Or Shabbos, that you keep Shabbos for half a day and then Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, and the whole thing is over. So he points out, I think in the name of Soloveitchik, that we only say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo on a melos when there is a. So he said, what does that mean on a melos? So he says that when it's a calendar date, we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. When there's something that's imposed on the calendar, then we will say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Meaning, when there's a Yontif is on a calendar day, a Shabbos is on that specific day, it's on Shabbos. What day is a woman in Nida? Whenever she's in Nida. What day is Shiva Nikiyim? What day is Avelus? Whenever it happens, it just becomes superimposed on days, but there's nothing about those days that make them inherently, their inherent character relate to Avelus or to Zavagadola or anything of the like. So that's where we would say, that's what we call a malos, that's where we would say, Mitzvah Sayom kikulo on such days. So, says the Gemara weiter now. By Rami Bar Chama, a new shayla. Rami Bar Chama raised the following. Let's say a woman had Tashma Shamita, and within 72 hours of Tashma Shamita, we assume that some Shikva Zera is still dripping out of her body. So is that going to be Soser, her Shivanikiyim, of a Zava, when she's still Poleta Shikva Zera? So Rashi explains that what's going on over here? How does this happen? It must be that she had Tashma Shamita while she was a Zava. Meaning the only way to imagine in such a case is she did an aveira, because the Paleta Shekhva Zera is only for 3 days. It takes 3 days to become a Zava Gedola to even then begin to count Shivanikiyim on the following day. So how could we talk about Paleta Shekhva Zera being so Shivanikiyim? It must be that she saw Dam for 3 consecutive days, and on one of those days she had Tashmish, and now that she's in her Shivanikiyim, she's still being Paleta Shekhva Zera. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Roa in the bottom Tosos says that he doesn't like this idea, and the Rosh also, Tosfei Rosh also, they don't like this idea that the only case in the Gemara is that she dafka did an Isser. He says no, it could be she was Meshamish Beheter. What happened? Imagine she has Tashma Shamita on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon she bleeds on Sunday. So now she bleeds Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She becomes a Zava Gedola. So already Tuesday night, going into Wednesday, she starts counting her Shivanikiyim, but she's still a Paleta Shekhva Zera till 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, because Paleta Shekhva Zera counts, it doesn't go by calendar days, it goes by 72 hours. 72 hours from 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon when she had Tashma Shamita is Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So there you have a case where she's Paleta Shekhva Zera in her Shivanikiyim. Tosos also explains that it could be she only saw Re'iya Achas. But once Rabbi Zera made the takana, or that Amr Rabbi Zera benos Yisrael Chmir Ol Atzman Shafil Rose Tipas Dam Kechardel, that the Yosha saw Shivanikiyim, that even just bleeding for one day, she is already going to require Shivanikiyim. So then it's easy. You could say that she just had Tashmish the previous day. She saw Dam for a second the next day, but she's still going to require Shivanikiyim as soon as that Dam is over. So you could be in Shivanikiyim while she is Poletas Shekhva Zera. So that's the Shaila. Is Paleta Shekhva Zera going to be Soser the Shivanikiyim? The other way to say it, the Tosfei HaRosh suggests a fourth possibility of what happened over here, that maybe she counted the Shivanikiyim and on the seventh day in the morning she went to the mikveh, because the halacha is on the daraisa level, a Zava Gadola can go to the mikveh during the daytime. That was Zava Ketana also. She goes to the mikveh during the daytime. So she became Tahar on the seventh day, and then she had Tashma Shamita with Razmin, and then she used Paletas that same day. So because Minatora, she's Tahora on the seventh day. It's just a Chamsay that Lotasakeid Shematira Acher Kach V'Tistar. It's just a Chacham that says she shouldn't go to the mikvah on the seventh day, because she may see Dam later that day and it will be Soser. Tosus didn't want to say this way, because the same reason Tosus didn't want to say like Rashi, because it's against the Halacha. She's not supposed to be doing this, because the Chacham said you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to go to the mikveh during the day. In fact, we added an additional chumrah in Shulchan Aruch that a woman doesn't go to the mikveh during the day at all, not even on the eighth day, not even after all 7 days are over. She doesn't have time to go at night. She's going to go the next day. Even that's asur bishum srach bita, because we assume that the daughter is going to learn from what she remembers her mother doing, and she's going to think that it's okay to go to the mikveh during the daytime. So now Rabbi Barcham explains his suffix. Roa haisa visoseres. Do we view Paleta Shekhva Zera similar to a Balkeri, where it's going to be Soser the Shivanikiyim? Odilma no ga'as haisa. Or maybe no, maybe the Paleta Shekhva Zera is just on account of touching the Shekhva Zera, velo sasra. Meaning, do we view when Shekhva Zera drips out of her body, is that the equivalent of Shekhva Zera coming out of a man's body, where it's an actual re'iyah, where he's tummied just from the event itself? Or do we view it that no, when it comes out of a man's body, that's a tumei yotzei lav megufo. But for a woman, it's only on account of the fact that she's touching Shekhva Zera, which itself is a liquid that is tamei. So maybe it's just a tumas magda, which is not going to be so the Shemini Kimun. would be like touching a sheretz, which is not going to be so ser, the shivanikiyim. So we're going to see the Gemara on Mem Beis is going to have this discussion about whether it's a roeh or a nogea. The Gemara over there is much more elaborate. It's going to tell us that there are three nafkaminas. First of all, whether a poletas is so ser, the sfiras shivanikiyim, like we have over here. But then the Gemara is also going to say it's another nafkamina is whether the platas trichashir or ain't a trichashir. Meaning for tumas magda, you always need a certain amount of the item. You have to touch a certain amount of the item in order to become tameh. Whereas tumah yotzila megufo, even a mashahu would be metameh. And then the third nafkamina is she tameh only when it emerges from her body entirely, outside of her body, or even in the bayis hachitzon, that inside her body, from the bayis hapnimi to the bayis hachitzon, that alone would be metamir. So if it's a din of ri'iyah, so by a woman, when dam comes from the uterus to the cervix to the vaginal canal, she's already tameh, even if it has not yet emerged from the body. So if it's a ri'iyah, the same should be true by pleita shechvazera. Whereas if it's tumas magda, magda bayis hastarim is not metameh. If something touches her only on the inside of her body, even something tameh, it's not going to be metameh a person. Only when something touches the outside of the body is it metameh. So the Gemara is going to have those three possible nafkaminas on this very shayla. Is she considered a roeh, or is she considered a nogeya? So amarava lefum churfa shabeshta, that because you're such a charif, you didn't pay careful enough attention to be medaktik in the shayla. You want to say that she's soser, but how much is she going to be soser? Tistar shiva, you think it's going to destroy all shiva and the kibbutz, she's going to have to start all over again? Well, that can't be, because daya kiboala, she should be no worse than a balkari himself. So, and a balkari himself is only soser one day. So tistar yomechad, you want her to be soser one day of her shiva and the kibbutz, but just pick up after that? Meaning if she's paletza shechvazera on day two of her shiva and the kibbutz, so day two won't count as day two, but now day three will become day two, and day four will become day three. So she just loses one day, but she doesn't have to start all over again. Don't we darshan from the pasuk that it's got to be a consecutive shivanikim? There can't be any break in the shivanikim. So it says, but if you can go with that logic, by a man also, if a man is a zav and he becomes a balkari, shouldn't we make the same drasha that there shouldn't be any breaks during the shivanikim? No, that drasha from the pasuk is telling me that there can't be tumas ziva in the middle of shiva nikiyim, and then you just pick up shiva nikiyim where you left off. But other types of tumah can put shiva nikiyim on pause, and then you'll pick it up later. So tumas keri, which is not ziva, can pause the shiva nikiyim. So you could have 2-3 days of shiva nikiyim, then a day of tumas keri. Pause, that day doesn't count toward Shiva Nikim, and then you pick up where you left off. So that's what we're suggesting. A Paleta Shechvazera does as well. That's what we pass on Halacha. That's what a Paleta Shechvazera, that's the impact that a Paleta Shechvazera has. Oh, the Shiva Nikim, that it pauses the Shiva Nikim for that day. So we said in the Mishnah that you're not chayav al bias mikdash for the tumah of the benos kutim. So Rav Papa ikla le tavach. One time Rav Papa went to a place called Tavach. Amar ikatzum rebron hacha ezel akablape. He said, you know, if there's any talmid chacham here, I would love to go meet a new talmid chacham and talk and learning. So Amaleya he safta. So a certain older woman said to him, ikachatzum rebron Rav Shmuel shmei. There's a tzum rebron here. His name is Rav Shmuel. Tzum rebron means a young talmid chacham under the age of 40. Vitani Masnisa, and he knows Brises, and not only that, Ye Rava de Tehavi Kavaseh. Kavasei, you should be so lucky, you should be just like him. I give you a bracha, you should be as great as our local Talmud Chacham. So Amar me to come varchi li b'gavei. Wow, if she's giving me a bracha that I should be like him, then Shema mino yirei shemayim. It must be that he's yirei shemayim. So Azal gavei, so Rav Papa went to visit Rav Shmuel, Ramle Turei, and Rav Shmuel shechted a shor in honor of Rav Papa. He made a su'uda for his guest. Ramle Masisna Adadi, and they started talking and learning, and he asked the mistira between two mishnayis. Well, how did he know that said he was a Yerei Shemayim just because she gave a bracha that you should be like him. So the Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us that anyone who has chayin must be Yerei Shemayim. That when a person has Yerei Shemayim, he has a certain chayin on people. People tend to like him. So if an old woman, what does she know from Talmidei Chacham? She knows how to. She says there's very little chance that that a woman in those days would know how to learn so well that she'd be able to differentiate between the Talmud Chacham, not a Talmud Chacham. But she knows that she really likes this guy. So why does she like him? Because he's a Yerei Shemayim. So that's how we knew that he's a Yerei Shemayim. That's what the Mitzvah Eisen says. In the Ein Eliyahu, he says, based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Kol Sheruach HaBrios Noch Emenu, Ruach HaMakom Noch Emenu. So to be a Ruach HaMakom Noch Emenu, he must be a Yerei Shemayim. Okay, so Rav Papa thought this person was worthy of meeting, and Rav Shmuel honored him with shechting an animal for him, and then he asked him the following stiva. If a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash wearing begadim that a kuti lie down on, he doesn't have to bring a karban, and if truma touched those begadim, you don't have to burn the truma, because it's only a safik tuma. It sounds like based on the safik, we're not going to burn truma. Ask you a stira. There's another Mishnah Maseches Taros al Shisha Sveikos Sarfenas a Truma, and one of them is al Safek Bigdei Ama Aretz. That Safek Bigdei Ama Aretz is enough to be sorry of Truma. Aren't Bigdei Kuti just an example of Bigdei Ama Aretz? So how come by Bigdei Kuti we say we're not going to burn Truma, and for Bigdei Ama Aretz we are going to burn Truma? It's a direct stira. So I'm Rav Papa here. Rav de la Sachal Haituru Lishlama. That this shor should be eaten b'shalom, but the answer to your question, meaning, so thank you very much for the shor, but the answer to your question is that our Mishnah is talking about a kuti chaver, so it's not Bigdei Amar, it's a kuti who's careful about tumentara to the best of his understanding. So says Mar, kuti chaver bo'al nida mashu slay, but if he's a kuti chaver, how can you consider him to be a bo'al nida? So he didn't answer that question. He couldn't answer that question. So Shafkes, Rav Papa left, and Vasil came to Rav Simi Barashi, and he went to Rav Simi Barashi, and he reported to Rav Simi Barashi what the conversation was. So Amalais, Rav Simi Barashi said, "My time alone, Mashanislay. Why didn't you answer him? Bekuti shetavol va'ala v'daras al bigdei chaver. That it's a kuti that went to the mikvah, and right after he went to the mikvah, he stepped on the begadim of a chaver. Va'azul bigdei chaver v'nagu b'truma, and the bigdei chaver then went and touched the truma. So in that way, the Mishnah is saying that you're not going to be sorry if the truma." So Rav Simi Barashi explains the reason you're not sort of the truma is the imishum tumas hama aretz hatavale. What are you worried about? That he has tumas hama aretz? You saw that he went to the mikvah. The imishum bawal nida. And if you want to be sort of the truma because you're choshesh is bawal nida, and therefore the tefillah is not going to help because he's still within the 7 days of the tumah that a bawal nida has, so it doesn't help to go to the mikvah if you're going too early. Well, it's a svek sveka. Safik bawal bakar, safik lo bawal bakar. First of all, even if he is a bawal nida, we don't know if he was Boel recently or not so recently, more than a week ago. Vimtim Tzlomer Boel Bekarov, and even if he was Boel neither recently, Safik Ishlimato Yarok, Safik Lo Ishlimato. I don't know what the status with his wife was. I don't know if she saw Dam Yarok and then a few days later saw Dam Adom and was mashlim the Dam Adom to the Dam Yarok and therefore was really a Nida when he was Boeler. Vavi Svek Svekel, Svek Svekel, Svek Svekel, Lo Safinu Truma. Therefore it's only a Svek Svekel. We're not going to burn Truma based on a Svek Svekel. Vitev Glemish from Bigdei Amaretz, Bigdei Amaretz Medrash Leprushin. But why don't we say that even without the Cheshashos that we mentioned, we should burn the Truma because when the Kuti came out of the Tefillah and he put on his clothing, so he sees he's wearing Bigdei Amaretz. So Bigdei Amaretz have the status of Tumas Medrash for Prushin. So Amalei, Bukuti Arum. Who says he put on his clothing? We're talking about a Kuti Arum over here, so that's why we assume that he's Tahar after he comes out of the Mikvah. Now that we discuss Benos Kutim, says the Mishnah, Benos Tzdukin, if the Benos Tzdukin are following their father's practices, then they have a din of Kutin. Partial lechus b'darkei Yisrael, if they start acting like regular religious Jews, harein ki Yisraelios, then they have the din of regular Jewish women. Rabbi Yossi Yomer li olamein ki Yisrael at shiyivushu lechus b'darkei Yisrael. The default position is that they have a din of Yisrael until we know otherwise. So Yibayilu, stam amai. What if we don't know anything about them? Do we assume that they have a din of a Kuti or a din of a Yisrael? So Tashma, benos sukum is mentioned lechus b'darkei Yisrael, harein ki Kutios. If they follow their fathers, they're like Kutios. That implies Stomachy Israelios. That means Stam, they're like regular people. But Ema Seifa, partial lechus b'darkei Yisrael, are rein ki Israelios. That when they go b'darkei Yisrael, they're like Yisraelios. Hastama kakutios. That makes it sound like stam. They're like kakuti. El mehalda kalamishmina. Obviously, you can't derive anything from that first line of the Mishnah. Ooh, but the next line of the Mishnah, we can derive what the din of stam is, because Tashema, the next line goes on to say, Ditnan, Rabbi Yossi Yomer li olam heim ki Yisrael, ach yifrushu lechz b'darche avoseihen. That Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakama and says that they always have a din of a Yisrael until we see that they don't act like a Yisrael. Machal Tanakama stama kukutios. Shema mina. Sounds like the Tanakama holds that min astam they have the status of kutios until we see that they act like a Yisrael. The tzedukim became tzedukim based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. And Antigonus Ish Socho was mekabel from Shimon HaTzadik, and he used to say, "Al tiu kavadim mishamshin es harav al menas lekabel pras." We should be mishamish es harav shelo al menas lekabel pras. So in the Avos Rabbi Nassin, he says that Antigonus Ish Socho had two talmidim, Tzadok and Baitus, and they would teach their talmidim all these things. And one of the talmidim said, "Well, wait a second. You're telling me not to serve Hashem for reward. It must be that there is no Olam Haba, that there is no reward." And that's where they started this whole alternate form of the religion, where they don't keep Torah Shebaal Peh, they only keep the Torah Shebichsav. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the next story, with the Tanur Rabban and Maisa B'Tzadik.